Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what we think about you. That makes you a highly intelligent person, a very discerning individual, and just a cool person. See, that's what. Tell me another radio show that compliments you like that when you listen to them. Jordan Goodman is our good friend, ladies and gentlemen. He was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine for 18 years. He's the author of a number of best-selling books on financial issues, including Everyone's Money Book. I'm looking at a couple of them right now. Lies, Reading Between the Lies, I should say, is the title of that book. And then I'm happy to say that I'm in possession of his brand spanking new book, Master Your Money Type, which is, I think, a breakthrough book and is going to be a watershed work that will help an awful lot of people. Jordan, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you again, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and as always, and congratulations on your new book.
Thank you. Well, it tells you something a little different that people hadn't seen before. You know?
I think you're onto something.
And the idea is that if you understand your financial personality, it helps you understand how you got to where you are now financially, and then really helps take you forward in what you should be doing. And a lot of people don't really understand. They keep making the same decisions over and over. And there's a reason behind it. Money is not just about dollars and cents. It's also about emotion and psychology and kind of where you came from and where you want to be going. And this applies to you as an entrepreneur, but also as an individual consumer, as an investor. It kind of explains all kinds of different things if you can understand what your money type is.
Well, you know, Jordan, that's the amazing thing that takes too long to get to people. Is that money is not so much about the money. It's about the people who handle it, isn't it?
Totally. I mean, you look at just very simple decisions like people getting into debt, and in many cases it's because they felt deprived as children, and they're going to make up for that childhood deprivation by spending now even though they don't have the money, and they get themselves into real trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Or you inherit stock from a father or grandfather or something, and you don't feel you can sell it because it's his stock, even though the stock is plummeting. You know, I mean, there's just all kinds of psychological decisions you would not make on a rational kind of basis.
Well, and the sad news is that as prosperous as America is, and much of the rest of the world, I don't know about other countries so much, but the United States does a horrible job of preparing young people for owning stuff
and
having money. The exact financial literacy. Thank you. That's an excellent. Obviously, that's a great way to put it.
We're not
prepared, are we?
Not prepared enough. There are some things being done. There's a group, for example, called Jumpstart Coalition that kind of is a centralized place for all kinds of financial literacy efforts. Jumpstart.org is their website. And some states are actually requiring financial education now. So it is mm-hmm. getting a little bit better because people realize that this is such a problem. But in many cases, adults and children are just going through. They don't have a clue. They join a new job and they hand them a 401k packet and they have no idea what to do with it. You know.
Well, and I'll tell you something, Jordan, and you know, you and I've known each other a long time. You know, I don't blow smoke on people when it's not just to do it. But I believe your book would make a good contribution to that curriculum.
I think it would be because it, as I said, it's not just the money part.
This is where you say thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
I'd like to, if
we could get into the six types,
we're going to do that. And
right.
Before we do that, though, I want to talk about why we've gotten to where we are today. And I think part of it is, I think it's kind of got started, Jordan, mm-hmm. back in the 70s when we had so much inflation.
That was part of it.
Because I remember being a young adult back in those days, Jordan, when inflation was so rampant and growing so fast that people actually said, well, if you save to get what you want, you'll never outsave inflation.
Yeah.
And so we borrowed money to get what we wanted.
At that time, it made a certain amount of sense because until interest rates started rising, which is the
right.
end of the 70s, early 80s,
right.
but before then, you're right, interest rates were below inflation.
But that imprinted a whole generation of baby boomers, didn't it?
Spend now because the money is going to lose value.
Let me give you a quick example. I came back from the Army. A friend of mine came back from graduate school. He didn't want to borrow the money to buy a house to make a down payment. He said, I'm going to rent and save my money. I said, I'm going to borrow the money for my down payment. I didn't have the money for anything.
Yeah.
I borrowed the mortgage and the down payment. 5 years later, he moved into his first home with a little savings. I moved into my second home with $11,000 in equity.
That's right. Leverage worked.
It worked, but it also affected a lot of folks,
That's right. Kind
of inflation. When we come back, we're going to find out what kind of money type are you. We will, if you want to, pay attention. Jordan's going to help you with that, and I think it'll help you manage money in the future. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jordan Goodman. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jordan Goodman. Jordan E. Goodman is the name of the book. And the book I'm looking at, the new one, is called Master Your Money Type, Using Your Financial Personality to Create a Life of Wealth and Freedom. This book is available this month, just out right now, wherever books are sold. But we especially like it, Jordan, don't we, when they buy the books from our website.
That's right. My website is moneyanswers.com, and they can get it that way, you know, right away.
Can we get an autographed copy if we order it from there, Jordan?
They'd have to request that, but we could definitely work that out.
Okay, request that, folks, because I want to make Jordan work a little extra hard for the books you buy from us. And so tell him you want Jordan to sign the book. Hey, Jordan, I got a funny story to tell you. I was in Houston at this last year, second time I was at this one place. Year before last, I was there with my first book. This year, I was there with my second book. And a guy walks up to me with the second book, and he says, I want you to write to John, you're still the man. And I said, and I looked at him kind of funny. He said, last year, in the first book, you wrote to John, you're the man. And he said, I want you to write, you're still the man.
That's great.
So people like to come back, don't they? Hey, let's talk about the six types of money types. Now, I'm going to read them off here quickly, just to give the names out, and then let's talk about each one of them. Folks, as we talk about them, you decide which one you are, and Jordan says you probably are more than one. All right, here they are, the strivers, the ostriches, debt desperados, coasters, high rollers, and the squirrels. All right, tell us about the strivers.
Strivers is probably the ultimate entrepreneur. They're really working very hard. They want to make it in America. In many cases, they're spending more than they're actually making. For them, it's important to look good. And so, for example, recently, they're the one who have been buying houses at more than they can afford but not being able to furnish them. I guess you should call it futon furniture, you know?
Right.
But it looks good from the outside, and their cars are nice, and their clothing is nice, and they give the impression of being very, very successful. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, except you tend to get into debt and get into real trouble if you keep going that way. So
let me throw something in there about a small business owner who's in that category. Maybe their home doesn't look all that great, but they try to present that kind of an image with their business.
Right.
And to some degree, it's not a bad strategy, is it?
Well, you want to be dealing with a business that you feel is reliable.
And successful.
Their act together and all that. But, in many cases, these are underfinanced businesses, they're doing the best they can, and in many cases, strivers are succeeding. But
Jordan, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
That's right. There's a lot of them, most of them out there.
That's right.
That's the trick of a striver, is to kind of be more realistic and not be spending money you don't have yet. You know, you're always trying to spend at the next level before you're there.
It's okay to put your best foot forward, but be careful not to leverage that foot too far.
That's right. We have a lot of leveraged striver feet out there.
Right. Ostriches.
Ostriches are people who don't want to deal with money. They basically think money is beneath them.
They're baffled by money, you say. I like the way you say that. They're baffled by money.
They are totally baffled by it. It's like, I'm an artiste. You know, I'm a psychology professor. You know, I don't do money. My wife does money. My accountant. I leave it to other people, you know.
Yeah.
So while their head is buried in the sand, all hell is breaking loose around them. Because just because you're not interested doesn't mean these financial decisions don't have to be made. You have to pay your bills and look at your credit report and know what's going on with your investments. Ostriches like to look the other way, and it'll all take care of itself somehow, you know, which usually doesn't.
and that's an interesting, you know, you don't find too many people like that, I think, who are small business owners, unless they are more, like you say, on the art side. I would say there probably are a lot of movie stars who fit the ostrich category.
Very much so. You know, I'm a movie star. Other people do my money for me.
Exactly.
It's very dangerous.
Right.
We hear those
stories, don't we, about where they're rich today, and then 2 years later somebody embezzled a bunch of their money.
Absolutely. Athletes, this happens to all the time. The less you pay attention, the more trouble is going to be in general.
Billy Joel lost a fortune trusting his brother-in-law.
That's right.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Debt desperados.
Okay. Debt desperados are people who kind of came out of a sense of deprivation in childhood, and they're going to spend money now whether they have it or not. And so they're given credit very easily in today's society. Yeah. You know, people are handed checks or handed credit cards, whatever it may be, and they're going to spend it because they only have one life to live, and they're going to enjoy it right now. They have very little fear or guilt about going into debt. And they fool themselves when they get into debt one place. They like to move it to someplace else, and they say, see, I got out of debt. So recently, a lot of people run up their credit card bills, and they get a home equity loan to pay off the credit cards. And they say, see, I'm out of debt now. They just moved it from one place to another, and they say, see, the credit cards are now free. Let's go spend up again.
Now, one of the things about desperados, though, that I think is interesting, and I think a lot of small business owners will see themselves here, is in the business, we get into this situation with the business because we feel that we're taking risks and we want to justify spending the money on our business, investing in our business. But you say that they have one thing that's a redeeming part of their characteristic.
Their ability to rebound when they crash.
You say that they can rally after a painful experience with money. And so does that imply that they learn lessons and when they move on?
They do, but it's often very painful to do that. And a small business is a classic example. Many, many small businesses, you know, are financed by credit cards.
That's right.
And, you know, this is very, very high interest stuff. And if the small business either doesn't work out at all or takes longer to work out than they expect, they're paying 18, 22, whatever, you know, high percentage of interest on these things. On their personal side, they're mixing the personal and the business. And this is a recipe for disaster all the time. Even if the business does well, they've got this big rock to overcome, this mounting interest against them all the time. So that's kind of classic debt desperado behavior.
All right. When we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about coasters, high rollers, and squirrels. Have you identified yourself yet, folks? We've got three more to go. And remember, you could easily be at least two, maybe three of these, and either all at the same time or maybe one in your life, your personal life, one in your business, or maybe in different times of your life. Good book, Mastering Your Money Talk by Jordan Goodman. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I'm Nationwide.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and there's that little garage band from England. They turned out pretty well, I guess. They had reasonable success, the Stones. Jordan Goodman is our guest. He has great success because he's a really smart guy, especially when it comes to helping you with your financial picture, your financial life. He's the author of the brand new book, which I predict is going to be a bestseller if it isn't already, and is going to change your life. Master Your Money Type. Jordan, give us the website again, please.
MoneyAnswers.com. I'm known as the Money Answers Man, so MoneyAnswers.com. They can get Master Your Money Type. It should be in bookstores as well.
And that's where you can go. You can buy that at his website. As I said before, we always like it when you buy your books from us because we don't have to split it with as many people when you do that.
That's the reason why
I want Jordan to work a little harder for your books when you hear it through me, because I want you to tell him you want him to autograph your book for you. Okay, let's talk about the last three types. The first three are strivers, ostriches, and desperados. Now we've got coasters, high rollers, and squirrels. What about the coasters?
Okay, coasters are probably the largest part of the population. They're people who basically feel relatively comfortable. They've been brought up in prosperity, and they basically think nothing's wrong. They're just kind of coasting along. Everything seems fine, except they keep hitting these brick walls when these big needs come up that aren't being felt. The kid's just about to turn 17. Don't you think it's time to start saving for college, honey? You know, that's kind of classic hoster. Or they're 58, and they say, I guess we should start saving for retirement, you know. Or we're going to buy that house next week. I guess it's time to start putting a down payment
but
together.
But are, do these people, are they likely to not take risks?
Well, yeah, right. I mean, they're kind of on
so they don't get themselves into big trouble.
They may have a savings account or, you know, just kind of coasting along, nothing big. They're not taking enough risk.
What do we know about that personality? What do we know about that personality?
They were brought up, in many cases, coddled as kids, and they have no fear. They don't think anything can go wrong. And therefore, they should have some fear. You should worry about the future, and you should make them. And that's the basic thing, that personality is no fear.
What about the high rollers?
High rollers are the opposite. They're very aggressive. They're very optimistic, often entrepreneurs, of course. They would gamble on entrepreneurial opportunities, gambling, stocks, investing, that kind of thing. They're supremely optimistic that even though everybody else is stupid, they're going to work it out. They're going to go into the casino tonight, and they're going to walk out with more money than they came in, even though that's not what happened the last five nights. Tonight's going to be better, you know.
Right.
It's kind of the supreme optimism that gets them into trouble. They also have no safety net. In other words, everything's going to work out so well that why I need a safety net. So I talked to them about how you should create a safety net and not put all your eggs in one basket. Kind of.
Right. All right. How about squirrels?
Squirrels are the opposite of high rollers. While high rollers are supremely optimistic, squirrels are extremely fearful. They probably had some traumatic thing happen in their childhood, or maybe even their parents or grandparents' childhood. You know, their father lost the farm in the Depression or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're determined not to take any risk whatsoever, either with their investing, all their money's in CDs and money market funds, or their spending. They're incredibly cheap. They just can't enjoy their money at all. I tell the story. About
don't you know? You know
that chapter about this Ann Schreiber, you know, who's the IRS agent,
right?
Who died at 102, and people didn't think she had enough money for the next meal, and she had $22 million that she ended up squirreling away.
Wow!
That she gave to a college or something. That's an Uber squirrel, I guess you'd say.
But some people, but even though you and I wouldn't want to live like that, maybe Jordan, because I mean, you know, we don't want our wives and our children to think we're skinflints, but. To them, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. To them,
security.
Having that money is better to them than having anything else.
But they don't enjoy their lives. You know, that's the thing about squirrels.
Well, but now to you and me, we think they don't. And to their family, they don't. But to them, they're enjoying their lives.
Well, it's coming out of this childhood trauma. You know, if you saw during the Depression, the banks closed, you lost your house, you lost your farm, whatever it may be, you never want to be in that position again to lose things. So you feel better holding on to everything for dear life and not spending anything now. But you get to the grave. The game is not about how much money you have when you die. It's like you should enjoy it a little bit more.
We got about 30 seconds. As we live our life, as we operate and grow our small businesses, should we say maybe today, this issue, I'm going to be a striver, and then we're faced with another financial issue this afternoon, and we say, okay, I should be a high roller on this issue.
To some extent. I mean, I think basically you have one dominant money type, and then you've got some minor ones. You should figure out what that is. But you can see how knowing what your money type is really informs the kind of financial decisions you make.
It's brilliant, Jordan, and I congratulate you on it. The book is called Master Your Money Type. Folks, you want to check it out, be sure to order it from his website so he'll autograph it for you. Give it to us again, Jordan.
MoneyAnswers.com. They can get it that way or at bookstores.
At bookstores, wherever books are sold. And you even get his picture right on the cover. Hey, thanks, Jordan. See you next time.
All right. Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it.
Okay, see you later, buddy. Jordan Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.